This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Next time a local civil government school board wants to pay for a new school by taxing you or by issuing bonds, and justifies doing so using the children, ask them these questions. Is decades worth of debt good for our children? Why do you think it better to pay interest rather than earn it? Are you, as a school board member, willing to give your salary for the children's benefit? Humanists are good at giving the impression they are saints in the business of selflessness, and they unfortunately get Christians to buy into that impression, all for the sake of our children. Christian churches do not talk about ethics, so the Christian thinks the humanist policy is good policy. But when the school board wants to raise, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars for a new civil government school, ask, is it really the children's best interest you have in mind? What is wrong with our current school, you might ask? Is it really that big of a deal that the gym is outdated, or that the walls need repainting, or that students don't have computer rooms? Homeschools do just fine without hundreds of millions of dollars. Education is not about how much is spent. School boards know that. They just don't want to admit it. But in their tireless venture to appear selfless, they drag down generations of people. Some bonds are for 20 or 30 years. Why should your child's child pay for that? Where do school boards get the right to put children in bondage and involuntary servitude for 30 years? And where are the school boards who actually understand their role is to dismantle the whole pharaohic system that is a perpetual slave factory? If the civil government schools are so good, why are they in constant need of our money? When does it end? It ends when you extract your child from Pharaoh's grip. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.